Good morning, Chairperson and members. I'm Karisti Kavur. I'm from PMG.
Apartment in the UK, I think that's like 2 hours. in the medicine going up, but also the unemployment. Because when people are unemployed, they come to work, when they're poor, they become ill. Or when they are ill, because they are poor, they spend so much money in terms of taking care of the their loved ones, and they indeed that the students are not in the breadwinner, and they are losing a job, and then it affects themselves. So the budget that you are presenting is about where, in some areas, we have to rock hard to pay calling. I will try to explain, I will welcome the members when they are critiquing us on some of the aspects you are looking for. We do have some solutions. We take a lot of hard work. Spending a lot of time for the department to make a point that court doesn't get dropped too much. For example, where we have to reduce the admin staff or from the head office so that it protects the clinical part of the court case. So some of the people that have always been, for example, being admin now to go to the territory. So it might be looking at this that the staff is not much of a increase of the staff, but they've managed to spread. And also to spread within the programs, because the district services, they are a major one of those. They're primary healthcare, they're also the disease of the people. So we might see way for the central of the allocation is a great issue. Probably some of the other parts, so that's where we are, and we really appreciate your constructive comments so that we can take in the information. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
language is the beautiful part of the same reduction in the reduction of that line function to the problematic based on the current situation that the pathology is currently in. So I just wanted to ask how is it possible that the still a reduction in that function is able to be a crisis or a problem. So that's on that. And then with regards to the drought, which also is made reference to by the minister on forward in the second paragraph, what can the minister give us the assurance that although there's a drought crisis in the province, that no hospital will be left without water so that ultimately the patient could be served?
Thank you.
Second, please.
How many more do you have? Could I want you to ask you to sit? Is it on the board and every copy? Are there many more?
Thank you, Chairperson. I've heard a few advice and I think it was pretty clear for me.
I just want to make sure with you at the same time you on the ADP on the board and
Chairperson, I want to go to the board of the ADP. And the ADC is making mention of the increasing inequality is a problem for many local disappointments that only have a location. Because if we look in what it has been tested, I don't think we can just talk about it.
Yeah, we're going to see you in the next one. Thank you.
our relationship with the person, in the education that we should be doing in our business, and also the following present from the Nepal is very problematic to understand. Maybe if we can also make it understand what in the main language or in a person like me who cannot speak English, if you can make me understand what you mean, because the potential way of providing services can take me from speaking much larger issues to say for time. It's cost. I need just to understand maybe what I can ask and will be really in this forward. Yeah, thank you, Chef.
Existing chronic conditions, plus also
not correlated to the infection of the unborn child. Hence, we work with all other departments across. Road accidents, at the end, we are told by us, even if the MCE and Minister Grant probably gets headaches when this accident happens. And the issue, some of you might have seen it, try wondering why I'm in the roadblock in the middle of the night in terms of asking people to do their birth, to bring our oil blues. It's because everything is absorbed by us. Same applies if you say there's a jazz festival or there is the ocean, or is the city cycling gate, which was there, supposed to be sports. But I'm the one who has to go to the development unit and see if everything is fine, how many cases, why the roads get up, and because at the end, all are closed by half. So we are part of the PSG, and the department has shared those with all the ministers, which is the social development, community safety, sports and culture, Minister Grant, public works, and then also the Department of Student, which is like chair at the ministerial level. And then at the HODs level, all HODs. And within the HODs, they are assigned specific people who are called project managers who are doing such. And also, not only about writing the report, but also here the Department of the Premier, what we call the lead projects, which is the project in terms of they can attract the detection and all of those. And immediately to get an education should be our evidence that something is still not happening now. So we are doing that, of course. And probably my experience me also when I went to the Kipkirek, going to the bathrooms, and the way I threw tantrums when I saw that actually there are no taps working, not only that there's no even hand sanitizer, but the condition of the toilet. I go to, like we said, I went to the community hall. Like a new way, where I don't think about 1,000 people, where we find that there might be working a toilet, but that you can't wash hands. So it will impact on us. So we are doing that, and also we work with the cities as well as municipalities around us. In terms of the drought and water security, also I want to also respond to who member even about it. In the standing committee, I think we presented quite a lot related to the water preparedness plan, and which is quite tight, and not only for us, for the department, but also for all other health services, private health services that are not necessarily under us. So we do have such in terms of also priority, all our hospitals, the two of them, where we graded them, priority 1, 2, 3, and in terms of augmentation, through the boreholes and all of those. Same applies to the other behavior change that needs to happen across. So we do have such across. The question about it is very valid that the hospital will never be able to talk about as I indicated that our strategy is about very change the behavior. We can point that to whatever the water that we have, people need not waste. And then how to augment. And then how to make a point that the across. For example, when there's a time that they won't be able to do water shortage. For example, at the Netherfield Hospital, in that space, because for the Netherfield Hospital, because of the rehab center, because for the school, the whole day, where we have the health and money to have a whole system, water tight system, because as the city water pressure decreases, it impacts on everything. Meaning even on the hygiene, if there's a fire, if there's a low pressure. So we're already building so that it can even not cover the residential hospital, but also the mutual care hospital. Plus the adjacent primary healthcare facilities that are there. Meaning that we'll never be able to run out of water unless there's no water at all from the underground. Because I think we've got, I think 6 or 8 boreholes, 10 boreholes. So, but there are some other areas where we find that even if you see, like in Sardana, for example, create and bath. Friends that were find that when we try to dig, find that still the water was not enough. Therefore, we have to go beyond the boundaries that get a permission from the municipality in terms of drilling further. So we do have such in terms of things that we take, but I think that we will never be able to out of control. for example, waterborne disease or communicable disease that can probably come out as a result if there's a patient and then issues related to the water availability, stagnant water, and then end up with some of the disease. That we have to be responding to such very certain. But generally, after communities are fine. Also, I've seen the private together with ours, with the Samanishan, where we've seen their fans. And when I go to the kind of recently or the next thing where I do see some of the questions that they have. But at the end, if it's certain that their water system collapses, it seems that we have to transfer all other patients to ours. Same applies to the mellow net way when our problem is not for the person. You know that they when our patients are supposed to be dialyzed at 4 a.m. or so to come the next day. So we are assisting everyone around us. As I made an example in terms of what we mean by the vision of how we can have a social determinant. But the national health system, or the national health system in South Africa, has got two spheres, each and every one has got its own responsibility. So in terms of the constitution, municipal health includes environmental health. The province does the, not necessarily the oversight, but they are expected to assist the district municipality, which is in terms of the indicator submission to the national. I think I hear the national minister now talking about that, we made a mistake when we introduced the National Health Act where, for example, for the food-borne terms of the surveillance that is at the national, at the municipality level after the insurance system, for example. The provincial government doesn't have those such competencies. But it doesn't stop us if something, for example, the airport that will impact on health, and then the environmental government, which is not necessarily for food. Maybe an example, the case of Makumele with the drug canal. The environmental department and the minister of the government sent a directive to cities in terms of doing something. I'm aware at the time that the issue related to the dumping in terms of Shanghai Mali, that was my attention. I sent it immediately, sent it to the municipality around. So we are working hand in hand. I know that they do also have their own meetings with the cities. In charge of the environment. But again, the mere fact that I didn't have to go is into the train station yesterday to check for food. But at the end of the point, they come there to me. Although the city has got the health inspectors to do all of those things, but we're together with the city environmental health. The fire, I think, can respond to that about the wellness. Also, this plan is 2030. So the implementation year, we divide it into 5-year chunks. So we are still in the first year. And then probably if you recall in some of the submissions in the standing committee where we have the milestones in the implementation of these projects, where we say that priority one would be at the child. First the site and then the next one is let's say town 2 and the next one is in Saldan. So you asking about the wow. Yes, we still do this wow, but it might be probably every time we were doing harvesting in a park, it might have been focused more on the school growing, on the workers, but in other areas. So there might be other routines, but where we identify all sites to implement such these projects, but it doesn't mean that they are not happening elsewhere. And our other issue is to speak more on the water, which is the whole of society approach in terms of also the community-oriented primary care in regard to what Old Member Guillaume indicated when we were asking about also the collaboration. We'll be addressing the issue of the intersectoral collaboration and community participation as required for the primary health care. The health professionals, they can respond to that, but I'll talk now about a couple of minutes. But the mere fact that for the first time in the last decade, Avastha, Kavira and Akash. As I mentioned, this is quite far from Nidu. When I go to the facility, they will look me at the like hours that it's still an unannounced, it's still a hospital where at the time the patient used to sit on the chair, which is not necessarily unusual, but to sit for almost even 7 days waiting for a bed. And still smiling, and there's no bed, and I know that it's full, it is full. So it's not about it. Although I've been getting the best kind of intervention while they're sitting there. But if for 7 days, for a 65-year-old who's on the last transfusion, so that he's still smiling. Same applies where at the time that I was there, there were about 57 plus patients who were there, were still waiting. They've been seen already, but the problem is that they're still waiting. So there's an issue about the better input level in terms of the closing the test, in the sense that people are ready. People don't wake up at 3 a.m. and go to the hotel and have some fun. They are sick. And then, but also they are being seen, but it also puts more pressure, like your question about how far about the carer, more pressure on the other carers, because they don't even have to work there. They could go to private, they could go to Dubai or UK, but the mere fact that they want to be there. And I'm glad that immediately the department responded in terms of putting in some measure so that you see to that the care of the staff also can be feel that there is something is being done. So we are not there yet in terms of pleasing anyone. We understand under pressure, but we try as much as we can. I think with the other we can for the issue.
Thank you,
Minister.
Thank you, Chairperson. So the honourable members asked three questions related to well-being, and we are very encouraged because that is one of the passions of the Department of Health. Although we primarily say to deliver services, we are also a role to improve health and well-being. So the minister has responded to the issues of the city of Kiri, which is elaborated upon that in terms of her role and also my role. But what is important for us is that we are recognizing increasingly, given our financial guarantees, but also just in terms of the burden of the disease, to be able to improve health. Health alone cannot do this. The whole government and whole society response is required. And in this space, we have been partnered with several of the partners to work with us. In this space. The minister has spoken about the various departments in SG3. We're actually going beyond that because in SG3 Department of Education is not there. In SG3, you don't necessarily have some of the other departments, like local government or environmental affairs and urban planning, etc. And these departments are critical for us to improve the impact. We have taken the lessons that we've learned from the Dragon State pilot. In terms of exercises, we have used those lessons to redesign an approach to her society, where we now have all the provincial government departments have agreed to work together in a her society approach. And those departments then are working together in 4 geographic learning sites, Saldanha Bay Municipality, Kroonstein, the whole of Kroonstein, we're going to focus on Khayelitsha and then Nanenberg and Nanenberg. The committee was previously informed about this initiative, so I just want to confirm that we have made a lot of progress. We now have partners also with the municipalities in that area, and we are now partnering with communities. It's kind of a systematic approach to make sure that all of us learn as we go along to ultimately improve the lives of the people in the communities. We have based this on evidence of information available of the status of well-being of those communities, and we have a collective department to decide what would be the types of approaches in collaboration and in partnership with the communities to improve that. We're also using the water approach to strengthen the municipalities joint planning initiatives that they have to respond to their mandate. So the whole society approach is making the type of difference that we believe will be more sustainable. It is not done. area for a job, but I learned economics and other work happened, but there was no investment in social aspects of it. How the social rules of those, the partnering now is brought things together. And we do believe that we will be able to make those impacts. So just more specifically on the other department, I remember asked about the Department of Community Safety. And I can particularly mention here on the role of the chair that the members are aware of the challenge that they have with ambulance being attacked in our communities. And our partnership with Community Safety has resulted in 3 transgressors receiving 12 years of sentence just because of seeing the camera and harassing the staff. And it was due to the partnership with the Department of Community Safety that assisted us in making sure that the courts understand the impact of those attacks on ambulance services, the whole service, and ultimately the impact on those communities. The other aspect we have to go through is question chairperson. The one question was about the use of police services. And on the page in the document, it speaks about an over 5% reduction in police policy services. So on that same table, one could see that there is a total cut of the department in the general purpose budget of 1.4%. And we try to be as shrewd and clever and smart as possible to be able to protect those services that we really can, despite the reality that you have to cut across the whole department. So if one goes to page 254, of the budget document, one will see that there is more clarity about how the budget for forensic pathology service over time has improved. So if one look at table 8.7, one can see forensic services there that in the main appropriation of 2017-18, it was 166 million, and in the year, the team invested during the year to 175 million, and we are adding a small additional number. So we recognize the pressure that the team is under, but over the time we've invested with additional medical officers, 6 forensic pathology officers, and 2 registrars. And those registrars are specialists in training, and they are very important in the what they're starting are monitoring of the waiting and the turnaround times of body. Is that you are now at the phase that we are kind of more balanced, but still recognizing that there is quite pressure in that area. The next we have responded to the issue of drugs and water scarcity. We can assure the members that we have invested a lot of energy in understanding how do we respond as a department to the water scarcity challenge, which is a symptom of the climate change. But also that we help our stand apart from the impact of the ground tech, as the minister has explained. So we are, the plans would be that all our hospitals, we can give that assurance that should they zero come, all our hospitals will have water, either through augmentation or through the engagement that we have with the CFCATA. We work on the irrigation system to make sure that water will be made available. That has been done and that's in place. What we do find is that from time to time, for example, on a November rain, but when the water pressure is dropped from the municipality side, and then for especially for human dialysis, it's quite sensitive to that, the machines require quite high pressure. And then what we then do is get in to assist all contact the municipalities to turn that around, and we have successfully done so in past experiences. The investment in the world figure that we have from public works in about 150 million, which we are then saving from our infrastructure funding to be able to provide maybe over more than one financial the aspect related to fires, in Eden, the hospital was not particularly damaged by fire. We were very fortunate, the proactive involvement of all the farmers there actually get the fire, the alarming fire away from the hospital, yet it had massive damage of smoke. And they had to deep clean the whole house, but some areas had to be repainted before commission the hospital again. So the only expenses there was additional expenses for security, but unfortunately, as soon as we evacuated the patients, some members of our communities started to leak, and we had to put in additional security, but then obviously the maintenance work. In Swartland, it is now a year since the fire, and a lot of the partnership that we have with works was to get for a forensic investigation on the cause of the fire, and that is taking such a long time. Now we've got the approval to demolish the part, which is quite unfortunate, are very deficient and not getting through all the roofs, and then the personnel has got information on the amount, the estimated amount. So there will be kind of transition arrangements to put certain things down, and then also to build. But we already have a in partnership with the municipality from the hospital to really rebuild more closer to where our public population is.
We received 18.2 million this year for the doctor management funds for the hospital. Of which we will spend around 14.8 million, and we will request a rollover for the rest. In total, for the NCAP for rehabilitating the hospital and building the prefabricated ward will be 82 million. It unfortunately is we are designing the airplane while flying, so we are looking at this time as a gate option. So the contractor is on site for the rehabilitation. The contractor will be on site soon for the prefabricated ward.
Thank you. The other questions, there was a question about on the about sixth page, it shows an increase in the amount of money, which creates the impression that the fund is getting more money. And what is important is to just to take a step back to say that what does it mean and what is the difference between a nominal increase and a real increase. Now a nominal increase, for example, if you have 100 grand a day and there's 5% inflation, so although you might have 5 grand next time, the value that you can buy is still only 100 grand. So that means that this reflects largely the nominal increase in the budget. When we get to page 2 to 5, we do indicate what the cut is to the budget. In total, the cut is 400 million for only one financial year in 18-19, and this comes on the back of cuts in the previous 2 years as well. So I think the pressure is on the department how to maintain performance. Our eighth grant, conditional grant, so we cut another 18 million. So all of these aspects will put a challenge on us to be able to maintain performance and communicate to the AP. There are still areas that the partnership can actually improve. And we do believe that the partnerships that we're operating with other departments, a lot of other strategies, a lot of systems and processes, automating certain things, will help us to achieve that. But we have to admit that these challenges, in the age conditional world specifically, we work in detail on every target element we see world as possible and in collaboration with the National Department of Health. Then there was a question about the sentence that talks about efficiency to run its course. What we intend saying there is that we already have a range of efficiency projects in the department. So when we get as a CFO, is really championing that every line item at the every line item, we said, can we do this more cost effectively if they were to save money, can we do it differently? So all of those projects were on their course because they're already in place. But we can't sit back and say we've done everything. So we are looking anew, and he has drafted a list of 100 possible projects that we can then go in. He said, still another way to handle it. So the focus on efficiency, stretching the health and doing more with this is something that the department takes very seriously. The minister's answer to last is the teacher of the care from the frontline staff. I'm very encouraged by the question because that's also for us as a department a particular area of concern. We invest a lot of time in visible leadership to the
us not, and we are doing a lot of interventions to make sure that their work life is better. We're also kind of taking some unnecessary tasks away. Both admin tasks or complex tasks can be done at another level. And then make sure that those staff can be only really engaged into the public. We are very happy about the progress with establishing tech committees. Because especially in the private tech facility, that partnership, which will now be a more kind of statutory linked partnership with clear authority lines and clear accountability lines, will help us also to make sure that there's a different partnership we're able to communicate with our communities. We also provide coaching to our frontline staff so that they, if there are any areas that they would like support, we can do that. We also do a lot to change the content of the department to recognize staff, to acknowledge what they do, and also to change the culture of a more endearing culture where people don't feel that blame in the system. Then the honorable member also asked about the transformation strategy. On page 12 of the APP, we go into more detail on the transformation strategy, but it largely means, honorable member, that as a department, we are focusing on leadership, culture change, good governance, and make sure that our services are transformed in such a way that they have more impact, and that the department and our organization is focused on the service needs. Thank you.
And we will begin in the motion.
Thank you, Mr. I am very interested to get more detail on the forensic investigation department, why the chances is a young answer, and also thank you so much for assisting in communication to the public, what processes you had, and when you started that issue. Then I am so satisfied with the answer. And the collaboration between the different departments, and specifically the city. I know how to work in the world. When it comes to my mental health. But the issue that I'm referring to is that our people are very tired of diseases in the mental health. That it becomes a burden of the department. What is in place? I went to visit, I was asked by my mother in the emergency come into my house a child is having a skin disease. They stay in a small people, a small little house in a backyard with a stream of that kind of wonder. In the city of Cape Town, we can't get a house because a child is not a young person, something like that. Just next door. The streets look with all the children in that area is sick. So how is the city doing their job to assist the young? And I think I need more answers on that one. The department the Department of Housing is telling their mother, no, we don't qualify for something, so it's not, your kid is restrained, so you can't qualify for housing. So how do we want to deal if we sit with issues like this?
Just comment on what Member Eden said, if I may, that perhaps we should, in our recommendation, get a briefing from the City of Cape Town, from their health directorate, to just also understand, because I agree with Member Eden, we need to be circular.
Thank you. within the five grade, I can do the passion for the move too. And simultaneously, there has been consistent communication to the public effect at what stage what will happen. There is an office with the board, and that's part of the communication. The municipality is very involved. So clearly, there has been communication in that regard. The emergency services, so just to confirm that part of our cooperation with the Department of Community Safety is that whenever there's a case that must go to court, the watching brief is happening. And that has led to us to be able to achieve what I've mentioned. And then the issue of the 1% of that, I'm not sure what
the total cost of that is about 60 million for on business services, about 15 million in the agency. But it was provided for, we did assume in the budget calculation of the city.
Okay, then we move on to page 221.
Thank you.
My question on this one was if there would be any clear opportunity to sort of workshop this form with the credit committee, because kind of gathered a lot of not really anger, but people that they're not satisfied with that form, and I thought maybe it's not clear enough to them, especially with the people that were talking about boycotting the applications, and that would lead us to do this. People that are really showing interest in the community. So if I want to share this, I can do that. And also share it. After putting that on my Facebook page, I could also inquire not to want to know when can we get hold of the application process, if you can help me with that.
Yeah.
The complaints of long queues and shortage of beds don't stop. So I just need to get a little more information on this.
Okay, it's true that the long queues are waiting time. It's still quality and impact. I opened the gate and I said that
quantity, but the core is really after the time we used to work with a health professional. The doctor might see probably a person who presents with diabetes. But now we're talking about probably 10, 15 minutes, 20 minutes is done. Now we're talking about the person, one person presenting with a diabetes, hypertension, arthritis, depression, broken ankle, and you're going to spend how much longer are they in the hotel room? Probably an hour plus hour that are complaining outside, and they're getting more. And then go to the work area where they're in a clinic. The nurse is the only one who works there. And also don't even stay in the area. To drive back all probably the nurse who works in Melbourne, who stays in Queen Albert. So it means that there's a close at four, but probably still two people, and it's all from me or Hester. Change the car pattern. So what we are trying to highlight in that was the question is don't give a problem in our solution. So, but now, how are you responding to such taking note that your budget still doesn't meet your quantity, the number of the things? Because we must also understand how the national treasurer allocates the budget. Based on the specific information in terms of the headcount, based on the issues of the special rates and the HIV aids, if now you manage your HIV aids and TB, then it means that the city of this factor is not high, and therefore the interpretation is that you won't need much money compared to another problem where financial crisis is at a higher rate. And yet, probably, if you have been told they don't have a factor, rate, TV rate of the treatment of the administration. I'm not thinking example. But now the question is, now that you know that the population, truth is, we want in April to meet all the demands to increase the population under the circumstances with the budget. And the government is giving us the market care. Hence we look for also for some of the partners as part of our mission. We look for the other partnership. For example, the net is in a way asking to reduce place, like in Tigerberg and Red Cross and so this year, because there are people waiting longer, let's say, for cataracts. There are people waiting longer for some of the operations. So if you have got 300 people on the plate, if you are the number 40, then probably they take for 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, or probably 6, 5, something like that. So we are there after stigma. And also we have to rework in terms of how we work as HOD in scope of the transformation agenda. For example, what is with the e-vision, where now people are using in terms of the e-dispensing way to the other, we have to spend the wrong time. Thank you.
in fear and all of them, it means that the law is probably making longer. And other is also what the same applies for any other. So what is important is the communication. But also what is crucial is about not the overburden of the staff, how to make the point that as I indicated here, we reduce the admin, but put more staff as a peripheral.
We have had meetings at the cabinet table. We love the government. We know that he is the scope of this department. We know the situation, we know the diabetes, we know all of that. My question is, if we know that the population growth is 1.5%, what is our plan? It's bad plan. That is all I can say. Because the NEC is given out a long explanation. I know that explanation. Everybody knows that explanation. They have never said that I come from a hospital. They have never said that I come from a pillar. They have never said that I come from a hospital. They have never said that I come from a hospital. What is our plan? With the information in front of us, our population growth of 1.5%. It's very strange. I think we need to play better. We're going to have a platform. All of the scope of sequence. Thank you, sir.
To say how do we manage the diabetics differently? The question you ask. You cannot continuing in that particular way we can be mentioned. How do we manage children, the elderly, the fact that we need to have deep reflection? How do we think differently about the whole person? So in our own space, when we open the space for the conversation with our own staff, they're very excited about saying, but we have ideas, we've got good ideas, we want to do it differently. So what we are saying is we will put a process together of how are we thinking differently. How are we going to fundamentally shift what happens? So the big building block for this rethinking, I mean roughly we can basically say that our healthcare system has got five settings. Just follow my logic. The one setting is the primary care setting, which is what community health workers and primary facilities are. For us that's the most important setting, because if you're going to change anything, that's the place where you have to change. The other setting is the hospital setting. That's the place where we spend most of our money. But if you sit there, you're just going to wait for more people to come to be ill. The other setting is intermediate care. If you've not done well enough in that space, that is where people that are in the hospital could potentially be in a place where they simply recuperate, but get them out of the empty hospital, put them somewhere else, while they go on to the medical. We can rethink that whole. And the last one is for the pathology to actually back to the city, link to the criminal justice system. And they have special setting now. But what helpness and EMS are is to get people to do content. So when we say we're rethinking, we're rethinking every part of that system. So we are embarking on hopefully a very exciting process. There are obviously evidence internationally where people have tried this. There's not science at the scale that we're trying to do. But we're trying to do it as a whole system. The big area is that we need to work with a design focus and community oriented primary care. Ask us that we need to actually speak to the communities that are affected by the illnesses that are coming by. And see our design process, how does patients, how does community members become part of the design process? There's only way we can shift things around. And we've now got a few people that's going to go, they're actually starting to take a campus on a design course where they think differently about that. And hopefully we'll open the space where we can get into the community setting where we can actually make patients and community members part of the design process.
I
want to
just add
I don't know.